Welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, where we ignite your passion for lingerie and empower you to feel fabulous. Are you ready to be inspired, delighted, and informed? Well, you've come to the right place. We believe that style has no boundaries. Age, gender, body shape, size, or ethnicity. Everyone deserves to look good and feel great. Get ready for a whirlwind of informative chats about lingerie and the brands we love. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another podcast with Aurora Phoenix and
Monica Lara Smith.
Sorry, guys.
It's late. It's late.
Yeah, so we have a podcast, and it's basically about weird messages that we receive on social media. So it may not necessarily be from photographers. It's literally from the general public. And both of us have quite a bit of a following on social media. You know, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans. And it's just so crazy that we just have random people in our inbox. Like, sometimes our inboxes are flooded with just loads of message requests. And yeah. I don't even get the chance to look at all of them. But sometimes when I do, I just literally start laughing.
Sorry, I've got chocolate.
We were snacking on some chocolate.
Yeah, we were having some dark chocolate, 85%. And now I just look like, I don't know, like, it looks like diarrhea. But it's not. It's a bit of chocolate. Okay, guys. Sorry.
I just had some stain remover for later on.
It's okay.
About
guys,
that.
Sorry about that.
So, yeah, we're just going to talk about some random messages that we get online. Like, off the top of our heads, like, we just have so many scenarios, weird custom requests, just weird stuff in general, and it's gonna be quite interesting for you guys.
Yeah, so just to give you a little bit of like introduction to this topic, because we're on so many different social media platforms and we do have a bit of a following. We don't have like millions of followers, but we have like some, you know, I don't know, 40,000 followers on Instagram, and that means that we get messages every single day on all these platforms, and some of them are very nice, most of them are nice and complimentary and sweet, but then sometimes you get some strange messages or just very odd messages that you don't quite know what to do with. So we're just going to talk about them, and also I think after, you know, being on social media for a few years, over 5 years, I sort of learned to ignore everything. I used to fight with these people a lot when they would comment on something that I didn't quite like, or whether they would say something I didn't like. I would argue or try to make my point or prove something to them. I would also reply to a lot of messages, as opposed to now I don't really reply that often, only on OnlyFans. So I used to be more triggered by these messages. I was really triggered back in the days. But now I've learned the best thing ever is to ignore. I don't even open the messages sometimes, or sometimes I just open them and just ignore it. Because most of these messages, especially the nasty ones or odd ones or not the nicest ones, are supposed to create some reaction in you. So what people want from you is a reaction. So they provoke you in many different ways, so you can reply to them and they get your response that they really, really crave. Because for most people, I think models or social media influencers are some sort of like idols or even gods, you know. So people just want a reaction. And when they try to be nice and that doesn't work, sometimes I have some, you probably have these messages as well in your inboxes
when
where
you
people
reply,
try to be nice and be sweet and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you stupid bitch, or you fat bitch.
I've had this.
And I'm like, oh, that's escalated very quickly. Yeah. So the best thing is to ignore everything, because people want reaction most of the times when they're nasty to you, whether it's on social media or in real life. When people become aggressive or nasty or even passive aggressive, they just want a reaction from you. Best thing to do is to don't get yourself involved, ignore, walk away if you can, and just live your life happily ever after.
But do you also laugh as well? Because sometimes it's quite funny.
Yes.
Like, if someone insults me, I find it, like, hilarious. Like, now I literally laugh. I'm like, oh yeah. My gosh, that's funny. Well, someone doesn't, like, really insult you. They just say some stupid stuff, and it's really freaking funny. So I, like, opened my Facebook, and I have so many messages on Facebook. I didn't even get through, like, not even, like, an eighth of them. And I had this one message from this guy. He said, oh, what you need to do, like, tonight is put lots of turmeric and honey on your face and rinse it and your face will be soft as a baby. And it said, darling, why didn't you reply? You need to do this face treatment. You need to do it. You need to do it. And I just hearted the message and I never replied. And he sent a bunch more, like you're going to look so soft. And then after that, he sent some porn cartoons to me, like some cartoons of people like having sex. Like, people often send you memes or inappropriate things. Like, what's really vulgar and annoying is when someone sends you a dick pic as well. Because I'm just like, I don't want to see this. This is so annoying. So that happens like on a frequent basis.
Yeah.
Which is odd. So, I mean, sometimes things can be disgusting, but the thing about turmeric and honey, like, what I like to do when I get a funny message is I don't involve the name, but I screenshot it and just send it around to friends on group chats. And I send it to my partner and he's like, what the hell? Like, I even made a contemplation of like 10 weird messages sometimes and just send them out to a bunch of friends and we just literally laugh.
Sometimes when it's like a funny one, not a nasty one, because I used to expose people when they would say something nasty or inappropriate, but then that would be, you know, I don't want to get involved in negativity and pass it over because it's kind of like proving their point. So now what I do, if it's something really funny or odd, I would like erase the name and the picture, the profile picture, and I would just post it on my story just for people to laugh. But it's usually just something more positive or odd rather than nasty. I try to disengage when it comes to any sort of negativity or insults or anything like that. Just ignore it. But yeah, like you said, like funny or weird stuff, I would just, you know, post it so people can see it, because sometimes it's really funny. Yeah,
I had a few times on tours. So, like, even if I'm in the UK, like, going to Reading, or one time I was in Belgium, random guys message me and say, oh, hey, like, you're going to be in Reading. Because I put a post on my story, hey, guys, you know, I'm going to be in Reading next week. Here's a few last slots. Or, you know, I'm going to the Netherlands. You know, anyone want to book me? People say, oh, would you like to meet me for dinner? You know, I can take you. I can wine and dine you. And every single city, every time I get one or two people try and date me, and it drives me literally nuts.
Really?
Because I say to them, you know, I have a partner, I'm in a relationship, you know, I'm not going on a date with you. Or sometimes I just read it and don't reply. But the amount of people who think I can't feed myself is ridiculous. Like, I'd rather be like literally in a hotel by myself with a freaking Tesco's meal deal than out to dinner with some random man from Instagram. Like, one, it's dangerous. Two, I'm gonna have to socialize and spend time with this person. Like,
time is money.
Freaking date requests and marriage proposals marriage, I get, like, I want to marry you, like, baby, I want to marry you, or call me. Like, the worst thing I can possibly do, oh my god, sorry, just one more story.
No, it's good.
So the worst thing I can possibly do is, like, accidentally leave my Facebook Messenger or my modeling account on, because people call me and I don't know how to switch it off. So one day I was in bed with my partner and I accidentally picked up one of the calls and it was a video call.
No!
And I put the phone up and someone was like, hello, and I was like, hello, and then I put the phone down and I started screaming and laughing, and then I hadn't switched off and my partner picked it up and the guy was like, what's up? And like I muted the call and then we were just both laughing, and then he was like, oh my gosh, log out of that Facebook account. And then my partner said, what are you doing? You're supposed to click decline, not accept. So I just get all these phone calls, like people trying to phone me on Instagram and Facebook, like, why are they trying to call me?
I don't know. Yes, so I switched it off on my Instagram account, so nobody can call me or video call me. But what you can do, if you click on somebody, you can kind of see that they try to call you. So
how
there's
do
like
you
a
get
notification.
Them to stop calling you on Facebook.
On Facebook, I don't know, because that happens to me sometimes still. I try to switch it off, but sometimes randomly I would have somebody calling me and calling, not stopping.
Yeah, they call like 10 times.
Like, what
like,
the hell?
I have to like log out of the account to like make it stop.
Or
it's quite
like,
hard to reply to messages where you're getting these constant, like Instagram, they do it as well.
They don't call me anymore, but they used to. And once when I had a boyfriend back in the days, he answered, because you know, I would have lots of calls, like you said, and I would be just so like annoyed, and I'll be like, can you like what do I do with this? And he's like, give it to me, I'm gonna answer. So he did a few times and they hung up straight away when they heard his voice, and his voice was quite like deep, and you know, he's got a bit of like Canadian accent as well, so the guys were like hang up straight away. So best method is like, next time if that happens, give it to your fiance and they're gonna hang up.
I just don't know how I picked up a video call while we're both in bed.
That's
as well
wild.
Like, I don't know why I called.
You wanted
this
a
guy
of,
got free call.
Threesome.
He only got to see us each for about 2 seconds, but we were
but
just
what
bits.
These people, like, I'm thinking, what goes through their heads? What do they think? Like, you're gonna pick up and you're gonna have like a wonderful conversation about what?
I don't know.
How is this gonna go for them? I mean, you're going to answer and what they're going to say?
Yeah, like, is these guys
like,
trying to...
hello, how are you? And
yeah.
Then what?
I'm not sure what they think is going to happen.
Thinking,
the ones calling and video calls as well. Like, that's just so funny. I get a few people who I talk to on and off and they just want to have a conversation with me. But
yeah.
I try to kind of keep conversations to, like, OnlyFans because,
yes.
Like, so if anyone's now, like, messaging on and off, I say I will reply on my OnlyFans. And, like,
yes.
I don't really, like, sext on my OnlyFans, but I will have, like, full-on conversations with people or send audio notes and, like, custom videos and stuff, so it's a way where they can like connect with me even about mundane crap, but I'm not going to be like online talking to people for free.
Absolutely.
If you're
not
being paid for it, like, what is the point?
Everyone has to benefit from the situation, so by them having our time, you know, they have to give something in return. That's how it works. So I also answer to some people sometimes, or I would like their messages.
Yeah,
I love
the double tap. It saves so much
yes.
time. Like, the double tap is such a nice thing where you can just literally heart a message because it's just saved so much time in my life. Like, I don't even need to say thanks. I'm just like, double tap, cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty like efficient when it comes to replying to people or acknowledging their messages. I'm just trying to think of like an example of somebody funny, and I do have one guy in my DMs on Facebook, and he would send a message pretty much every day. He's very consistent, and he's been talking to himself because I never replied. He's been talking to himself for the past 2 months, and it's really funny. Sometimes I go onto those messages and I read them, and he's like, oh, hi, Monica, this is Kevin. We haven't spoken for a while. And I'm like, I've never even replied to you. And he's just having these conversations with himself. But I think he's got some mental issues because it's just not fucking normal. And yeah, he would send me pictures of himself, like selfies, and it just sounds like we have a relationship.
Did you ever
going
reply?
On. No.
Because when
no.
people start doing
it sounds
this,
like we have like a relationship going on with Kevin, but I've never even said hello to him back. So it's quite amusing, and also it's quite it's Kevin. But also I have people, you know, telling me that they love me, Monica, I love you. And I find that quite cute. I'm like, I used to get, in the past, I think maybe like 5-4 years ago, I used to get more triggered and offended by these messages. Like, you know, like dating proposals,
yeah,
marriage
the
proposals.
Dating ones, I get a bit annoyed.
I would be very like
sometimes.
Annoyed, like you said. And now I kind of find it quite flattering, I think. I find it quite cute when they say I love you. I always say, you know, always, or like sometimes I say, you know, thank you when I can, or when they ask me to, you know, nicely, politely, to go on a date, I would just if I reply, because it's impossible to reply to everyone, but if I happen to reply, I would just say thank you, really appreciate it, you know. I see it slightly differently now because there's nothing to be really angry about, I think. And I think it's kind of like a compliment to us women, you know, being told that, you know, you're attractive, you're nice, and I would like to spend time with you. So, yeah, I take it more lightly now, but I used to get so triggered. Oh, my God. I went onto my, like, old messages on Instagram on my old account, which is, like, a backup account now. And I went through, like, my stories, and I would be exposing every single little message that I didn't agree with. And I was just thinking, that was so immature. Like, these people just wanted to be friendly. They were quite polite. They were quite, you know, fond of me. And I was just trying to show them that, you know, they're not worthy, and kind of like humiliating them, so for free, right? Like, who does that? But yeah, I don't do it anymore. I think I just I've grown up, I think, a bit, or just realized that, you know, these people very often they mean no harm, so what's the point of just being mean to them?
So I had this guy and he was sending me love songs. So his name was Justin from America, but we had a few chats on and off here and there. And he was sending me a love song of him singing, but like a really whiny song. Like, it was like, I love you, Roar, or something, but like just the weirdest song that he wrote. So when someone was writing me songs and he started sending them to me every day, and it just got to the point where I would just like listen to them and laugh, which is so mean. And I would send a few audios back because I find audios are so much quicker than like sending paragraphs. So I'd just be like, oh, thank you, this is so sweet. He would make posters of me, like things got a bit out of control. I have one guy on Instagram who just sends me loads of memes and messages. He's basically having a conversation with himself. And I have a few who send me like drinks of coffee, like what they're doing in their day. Selfies in the office and stuff, and I'm just like, yay, have fun. Like, I feel like if someone takes the effort to send me selfies or videos, like I kind of send like a few 2 or 3 word replies. I'm like, wow, you actually went to the effort. So I feel like the client, and it's quite funny though, the ones who are having a conversation with themselves. So you let them have a conversation with themselves for a few weeks to months, and then randomly out of nowhere you just reply. And then they get messages like, what the hell? You actually replied.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is amazing. Like, they send all these like, wow, oh my God, it's the best thing of my life. Like, this is so good. So sometimes if someone's, you know, sending me like thousands of messages over a few months or weeks, I reply because it's funny. Like, if I have time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. The love songs were, yeah.
That's quite odd, but also quite nice, isn't it? That people, you know, put so much time and effort into these sort of like relationships that don't really exist.
Oh, just in something earth. Else funny to say. So we get like a few people who say like, I had a dream about you last night, like I can't stop dreaming about you, like I dreamt we were in the bed together. And I'm like, I'm kind of like worried and like concerned about the people like making fantasies about me. And the funny thing is, they know the social media me, but they don't know the real me. So they see me with loads of makeup, like airbrushing, retouching, like my best angles. Like my Instagram is definitely me, the best of myself. So when these people say, you know, they love me or they like me, I'm like, wow, you've not seen me in the morning with like messy hair and like no makeup, or you haven't seen me at my worst. So it's quite funny.
Yeah, it is.
I think they know us, but they really don't.
Enjoying the podcast today? Before we continue, have you been searching for the perfect lingerie, hosiery or more? Look no further. Lingerie Lowdown is your impartial consumer champion with over 8 years of experience in reviewing these intimate essentials. We've got you covered, or should we say uncovered? With over 10,000 full-length video reviews from over 750 brands, you'll find honest insights and discover hidden gems. Use promo code DIGEST10 when you join our website to get a 10% discount on your membership at www.lingerielowdown.com/join. Let's get inspired together. Now, back to today's podcast.
Yeah, people are so unaware, or also, yeah, I do have a few guys who would reply to every single story I have, and they would, you know, ask, kind of, they would act like they sort of know me very well, like they're my best friends, and they would pretend that they know what's happening in my life while, you know, they have no clue. And it's like a bit like stalkish behavior, do you know what I mean? Like, they would like ask you like all these questions as if you were like meeting up last night or something, and they would be like, oh, aren't you in there today? Oh, how was that? Or aren't you going to Poland tomorrow? Or, oh, is that your mom? Or is that your dog? Or what's your dog's name? Like, you know, so you get these, and it's just like, I don't know, it's kind of like interesting. They're curious and they're so involved in your life, but that comes across sometimes as very like stalkish behavior. So it could be a bit fun and, you know, entertaining, but at the same time, it could be like sometimes dangerous, you know, when people are becoming a bit like stalkers. So I have a few people like that. And sometimes I'm also concerned about them, not really about myself, but about them, because like some people that send us these messages, I genuinely feel that they have no life, because they comment on every single story on every single day. And then they even, you know, message me separately on top of that. And they spend I feel like they spend all day just literally being on my stories and searching through the internet. Some people would even send me like messages with my pictures from different websites.
I have to talk about this.
Did, you know, different shoots for, and they would send me these pictures and they would like comment on it. And I'm like, you know, what am I supposed to be surprised? Like, I know I did this shoot. I know exactly where I did it. So they kind of tried to surprise me with it. They're like, oh, wow, well, you did that shoot then. I'm like, yeah, of course I did. And I remember very much everything that I did in my modeling career. So it's not like it's some sort of like a surprise, you know. But yeah, they would like put so much effort into like researching you and going through the internet. And that's basically a bit of a stalking, I think. I don't know. It's kind of entertaining, but at the same time, I'm thinking, are you all right? You know, are you all right, love? This is a little bit too extreme. So there are quite a few people like that. And we can call them real fans, but I find it a little bit concerning for them. I'm not scared about myself, but for them, you need to have your life.
Yeah, I've had a few people send me like photographs, Google me like on the internet. Like, I think it's just got a bit extreme. I have a funny story. It's not super dangerous, but it is a bit weird. So you can do something called a reverse image search. So like on my Facebook account, I have my first name and my middle name, but I do not have my last name. But on some pages like LinkedIn and stuff, I do have my last name. So one of my dad's friends found me through my legal name on LinkedIn, reverse searched me, found me on Purpleport, started to talk to me. I thought he was generally a normal photographer, but he was one of my dad's friends, and he booked me for a shoot, and it was a fashion shoot. I did a lot of fashion shoots in London when I used to live in London years ago in Fulham Palace Gardens. So I had a casting up. So we went to the garden centre. We had a hot drink because it was cold and did a few portraits. And at the start, he said, "Do you recognise me?" And I said, "I do." He said, "Oh, I'm Gary. I had Christmas dinner with you." And
wait,
I looked.
You were six.
No. This, I had Christmas dinner with him a month before that. So he shot me in around about January and we had Christmas dinner in December. And I was literally there like, I felt like I was going to spit my drink out. Like, it was one of those kind of, like, movie moments. And I was thinking, what the hell? I said, like, yeah, Gary, I know you. And he said, yeah, don't tell your parents that you're here with me.
So fucking
And up. I said to him, I stopped him right there. I said, you know what you could have done? You could have booked me for a shoot for my mom. I have a Facebook fashion page. Everyone knows I model now. I think I was, like, modelling full-time for, I think, maybe a year at that point because I was back for Christmas or maybe a bit longer. So yeah, he booked me for the fashion shoot. I did the shoot and he said to me, "Oh, I'm so pleased you didn't run away," you know, like, because I felt like legging it. But I thought to myself, no, you know, it's just fashion and portraits in the park with a jacket on with some blossoms. And I showed him around the gardens because I knew it like the back of my hand. I'd done so many shoots there. I knew some secret trails, whatever. We did the shoot. But that is just so freaking weird. And I did tell my mum and dad because I thought, I'm going to tell them. So I told them. My mom just freaking tells him everything. So my mom told his wife and his wife got annoyed at him. And it just turned into this huge freaking thing. And he told me when we were shooting, I didn't tell my mom this part, that he shot a model topless on Purpleport, but his wife doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And his wife just thinks he's out there photographing birds, but he's actually photographing people. So his wife had nothing against me. But the whole thing just turned into a bit weird. But anyway, after the shoot, I went to the nail salon with my mom. And okay, the guy's name is, I'm not going to tell you the guy's name. So anyways, across the street, my mum said, "Doesn't that look like so-and-so we had Christmas with? Oh, maybe he's, you know, around town. Like, maybe he's around." I said, "Oh yeah, I recognise that guy. That's Dad's friend." So after the shoot, he was walking around town and my mum saw him. And like, she almost put two and two together. Like, she almost found out. And then weeks later, she was like, "Oh my God, I saw him at the nail salon on the same day after I met you on the shoot." This is so stalkerish. This is so weird. And imagine if he'd... I think if he wanted to do like maybe a lingerie like shoot or higher levels, I maybe would have just literally said no. But because it was fashion, I did it. But my question is, why would you go for all the results to reverse image search me, see if I'm on any websites, you freaking Googled the hell out of me. And he's like a close family friend. So that was freaking weird. And that's one of the weirdest things that's happened. Like that's the first time in my career. And somebody from, you know, outside my personal life has kind of come into my modelling life. That's the only, well, not the only time it's happened, but in person, because normally it's online. Like, they can find me, like, one of my exes subscribed to my OnlyFans, I think, maybe two or three of them, and I just blocked them. And I said, you know, "You're not paying for anything, get out." So,
yeah, bye-bye, love.
So, yeah, that was...
I find it very creepy, and it's good creepy that she was weird. Okay. Yeah, but I think if you have to go to... that extent
just
and that extreme
yeah
and also conceal your identity in order to actually book you as a model, there's something not quite right.
Something just
escalated. You have to hide who you are, and
I found out I recognized his face. Like, you know.
Yeah, but he kind of tricked you at the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
In order for you to, because he knew that you wouldn't probably shoot with him.
I would have though.
That's wrong.
If he'd messaged my mum and booked me, I would have been like, yeah, sure, okay, my mum would sort of drop me there or come to meet you at the start.
Like, if you can't be genuine and you do things like that, something's not quite right there, and it's a very like stalkish and creepy behavior. It's good that nothing happened.
Yeah, I told my parents and stuff because
what did they say about it?
They said it's odd and it's weird behavior and like it's strange, and he's always been a bit of a weird guy. But then what does my mom do 2 weeks later? Phone his wife because she's bored on like a Sunday afternoon or something, and it just escalated into such a huge thing. If my mom hadn't phoned his wife, I think it would have been all right. But my mum always, like, she wants to hear the secrets, and it's so exciting telling her, and then he just goes and blabs. I don't even know why I bother. Like, if my brother said to me, he was like, you need to stop telling her stuff because she's going to blab. So I kind of, like, conserved a bit more information.
You can tell my mum. She doesn't really speak English, so she's not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, this is crazy. But one
thing
I would say about internet safety is, like, always having like a stage name if you can. Like, because, like, Aurora Phoenix is my real name. It's my stage name. And Monica... is it your, like, the Laura Smith?
Laura Smith part, obviously, is not my real name, but Monica is my actual name. So, yeah, just my first name is my real name. But stage name is a must because you don't know what your future is going to look like. You don't want people to, you know, find out where your family lives, where your, you know, where your boyfriend lives or where you live or anything else that you don't want people to find. So it's very important to keep it safe and kind of have this sort of identity as a model, have your stage name, because you don't want people to, you know, find out. You don't want people to, you know, be standing at your front door waiting for you to leave, you know, or follow you.
And you know people can find your address from your full name. It's really messed up. So what I did on Facebook is I deleted my surname off all my personal accounts. And I think my LinkedIn profile deleted it as well. I have my first legal name and my middle name, and my surname is nowhere to be found. I mean, people could see I'm mutual friends with my parents and they could do some digging, but I will not put my legal name on the internet.
Absolutely not
because of that scenario. Ever since that happened, I delete my surname from my Facebook account.
Yeah, I think mine is pretty much deleted as well. I don't think my name, like, if you probably Google my real surname, something would come up, but it's not related to modeling, and I think there's just maybe one picture when I was like 15 or something. But yeah, I'll probably need to look it up just to make sure I'm nowhere to be found. But yeah, that's quite of a story. I don't think I have... The thing is, it's difficult to recall any specific situations because we get so many of them every single day.
It's just the first time in my life, you know, something from my real life, my personal life has entered my modelling. But I just get weird messages from ex-boyfriends finding my modelling Instagram, finding my modelling Twitter,
friends
wanting to talk to me. Like, it's weird how people can find you. I think when you start to get popular on social media, because I have about 46K and you have... It's quite a lot.
40,000.
Yeah, like, and you have your other account of 20K, and my Twitter has 15K, and we just have these large accounts, and we're all over the internet, so people are going to recognise our face, and they will find you. Like, if you put yourself out there, like, so a few people from my personal life have followed me and messaged me.
Or when they are, like, old friends from, like, your hometown message you all of a sudden and they subscribe to your OnlyFans, for example, that's a little bit funny because I get a few of those, you know, people from my hometown from Poland that I haven't spoken to for, like, years, like 12 years or 15 years, and they subscribe to my OnlyFans or they would message me. And I can see, you know, in their profile pictures, they have their wives with them, they have their girlfriends. I know they're in relationships and they would still try to, you know, be even too nice to me. Then that's a little bit tricky. Like, obviously, it is flattering, but it's not ideal. And I try not to engage in these conversations, try to just say thank you. But yeah, once you become kind of more recognizable and out there in social media world, you do get a lot of people you haven't spoken to for ages, or never spoken to. But they, all of a sudden, they seem to find you and they seem to be very interested in talking to you. And I feel like it's It's a little bit flattering because obviously they see you as some kind of like an idol, which is, you know, a celebrity even. I think in the eyes of these people, you are the celebrity.
If you've got a lot of followers.
Which is quite sweet. Like, you know, I'm very narcissistic. So obviously, like, I thrive on this feeling. So I don't mind it. But yeah, but at the same time, I'm trying to be mindful and respectful. And I don't really play with people's emotions. I think still, even when people, you know, try to talk to you, or even when people try to, you know, are a bit odd or weird, I think I feel like I don't want to engage in it, and I always try to be polite or, you know, respectful, and without giving them any like false hopes. I think it's kind of, it's not nice to engage in it and kind of lead them into things as well. Even if they're a bit, you know, just because they're weird or odd or nasty, like, I feel like that doesn't give me the right, or I just choose not to be the way they are, if that makes sense. I think I used to be more like confrontational with these people, but now I don't, sometimes like you get these messages and I genuinely feel sorry for people because I can tell they're lonely or they are heartbroken or they've been hurt. Like, you can recognize sometimes, you know, when they're nasty. So I feel like most of the times I just feel sorry for them, and I just feel, I don't want to say compassionate, but maybe in some instances. So I think it's also important to not to be dragged into some dramas or some conversations or some insult. It's important to kind of stay away from it, because you're going to go crazy if you start engaging and getting involved in all this, what people say to you.
And I'm just going to say, there's an amazing thing called the block function. And on my Instagram, I have blocked at least 500 people. On my WhatsApp, I blocked photographers' numbers who've been inappropriate to me or rude to me. I blocked friends who are now my ex-friends. So if anyone pisses you off on social media, just block. Give them a big fat block and never talk to them again. That's, and don't all. Engage in it. Because I had one person, I think they've given me like 100 messages of hate on my backup account, not even my main account, which got hacked and then shut down. So this was an account with like 6,000 followers. It was an old backup account. And somebody literally just said, "Have you not brushed your hair? Like, you look shiny. You look horrible." But it was like every single video I had, like, "You look fat. Like, you're unprofessional." Like, loads of, like, an extreme amount of hate. So I didn't even message them. I just went on the profile, blocked, didn't happen again, blocked them off everything. And then I never saw them again, never heard from them again. And I do like multiple blocks. So like, I block somebody on Instagram because I've got like three accounts. I've got like fitness, one backup, one main. So I'll block them on all three, block them on Twitter, search name on Facebook. And people have got similar usernames. So I do kind of an all round block. If you piss me off enough, I'm going to block you everywhere.
Yeah, and there's that option on Instagram. If you block somebody, you can choose to block every single account they decide to create, because I think their Instagram can detect like an IP of the person who creates like a new account. So you have an option. If you want to block somebody, you can just block one account, but also you can choose the option of blocking every single account they're going to create from that, I think, IP address, or maybe the same device. And people usually use one device, you know, for like Instagram, people just use a phone rather than laptop. I think for Instagram, it's probably, it's based on the device they're using rather than IP address. So obviously most people have one phone only. So it's going to be very difficult for them to get to you after you've blocked.
But I do feel guilty, because like, I blocked this one photographer, but he did try and push me into high levels. But it gets to the point where like, so many people push you or do the same thing, and one more person does it, and I just lash out on them. Like, completely lash out, like, for no reason. Like, this is literally me. Really? So I feel very bad for, like, the last person in the lineup, because I'm, like, so nice. Like, a few people piss me off, and then one person does the same thing, and they just get hell from me. So I gave this guy hell, like, abuse, mean audio notes. I blocked him on everything. I said, "I never want to talk to you again. I never want to shoot with you again. You're disgusting."
And did he do anything wrong, though?
All he literally said is, "Will you shoot topless with me?"
Oh.
That's literally all he said, like, one line. Like, I've so many people have asked that, and I literally normally say no, but this one guy, I don't know what it was, but I just went freaking ape.
Greetings to that guy.
So yeah, like, I feel like one day being like, "Oh, okay, I might unblock him," but he's blocked on everything, and I push things a bit too far. He even made other accounts to be like, "Can you unblock me? Please unblock me. Like, I miss your content."
You can charge him like unblock fees. £200.
This is a good idea. This is quite a good idea. But anyways, we're coming to an end now. So yeah, we have so much to talk about this topic.
Yeah.
And every single time, guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, every single time we start talking, I'm thinking, "Oh, I don't know what else I can add," and then it goes on forever, which is really good. It's
keeps fun. Overrunning, like, at the moment. But yeah, so my Instagram is at Aurora Phoenix Model, and if you're nice to me, I won't block you. My Twitter is at Aurora Phoenix 4, and my OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/ Aurora Phoenix Model. And I also have a Facebook account, which I keep talking about, which is Radiant Redhead 20 on Facebook as well. So many accounts. And yeah, what about yours?
And as for me, if you just type in Monica Lara Smith into Google, you're going to have lots of different social media platforms. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, OnlyFans for like pictures of my foo-foo. So yeah, give me a follow, send a message, and yeah, let us the guys know how you like this podcast. If you have any other ideas for future podcasts, just let us know. And my promo code, just to get a little discount, is Monica10, capital letters. Everything should be linked by below, yeah. Down below. So yes, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for watching. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we love you lots.
Yeah. Bye guys.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride and are feeling inspired to embrace your unique style. Remember, we release new podcast episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. Don't miss out on the twice weekly excitement that awaits you. So until next time, keep expressing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. This has been the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. Your ultimate source for style, passion, and empowerment from the world of intimates and more. You can find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.